Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Good afternoon here. We were lower today in corn futures, down 1 to 2.5 cents, but we remained above $5 for the most part, going all the way out through the end of 2014 and into 2015. December 14 corn, which is the new crop, which is going in the ground right now, and down a penny and a half at 503. And then soybeans were just a touch higher on the day. Started off the day with the new crop November being the wheat contract, and then about midday, the front end became the wheat contract, and then in the end, we returned back to normal with the front end rallying in July soybeans closing up around 5 cents at around 1470. And then wheat futures, Kansas City and Chicago, both strong today and about 5 to 6 cents off of their intraday highs. But we closed about 15 and a half higher in the Kansas City, somewhere between 15 and a half and 16, it looks like, about 765. So another strong day there. We rallied off of the lows and pushed into the highs about midday and stayed strong throughout the day, mostly a reflection of the ongoing concerns of the dry weather, freeze damage, etc. But if you notice, most of the wheat west of I-35 looks pretty poor, but east of I-35 actually looks okay at this point.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Our regularly scheduled export estimate was neutral for wheat here. Everything was right in the middle of the range. Corn was a touch bullish here. The new crop sales were above the high end of the range by 130,000 metric tons, which at this time is pretty significant. And then beans were bearish here as numbers were a little bit disappointing on the new crop sales there. The other thing we talked about this morning was we had a report of this morning was Canadian wheat planting, wheat seedings. We were looking for a number right at 24.4 million acres, and it was a little bit higher than that at 24.8 million, but that is down 4.8% from last year. So that's a pretty big drop there. And again, it was a little bit more than what we thought it was going to be. So that was a little interesting. Other than that, the only other things to round out this week are going to be the cattle on feed report, which will have a little bit of a help us out on the demand side on the corn market. It looks like on feed is going to be just over 100% at 100.4, placed at 101.7, and then marketed at 96.6. That comes out tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. To finish out the week. But the overall picture here is just a weather market. It looks like corn and beans are both getting planted nicely at this time.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 32 cents at 144.25. The May contract was up 97 cents at 179.60. And May lean hogs were down $1.07 on the day at 122.90. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was up 13¾ cents at 7.59½. Chicago May wheat up 12½ at 6.89. Chicago May corn down 2¼ at 5.01¼. And May soybeans were up 3½ cents at 14.72 even. May cotton was down 2½ cents at 92.66 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.